Hey, it's Simon.
And this is Martina.
And we're broadcasting out of Kichijoji, Tokyo, Japan, the springiest part of all of Japan.
Oh my gosh, guys.
It's a gorgeous couple of weeks that we're having now. It's warming up real nice.
What would we define as warm?
I like my favorite time of year is like between 15 and 20 degrees. And we're getting there. Like today was 14, but yesterday was like 17.
It was a bit nippy today.
A little bit nippy, yeah.
On our bikes, like since we bike, I feel like we have two temperature gauges.
Right.
There's the one where you're walking in the sun and you overheat and you're going, 14 is way too hot. Like, I can't wear all these jackets.
Right.
I arrived. I was meeting Dan for editing in Shimo.
Uh-huh.
And I went there and you said to me, girl, you might be too warm in that. And I was wearing this little thin hoodie and a leather jacket on top. And when I arrived, I was molten sweaty.
Yeah.
So sweaty.
Right.
Disgusting. I had to take off my sweater. It was gray. It soaked through. I'm like, ugh, my sweater on top. I just look like a girl on the train with like a t-shirt. And
we're starting to swap out our winter clothing for the summer and spring clothing that we have in our closet.
Yep.
We were thinking about including that for a Day of a Life video, but I already felt guilty enough for showing us doing laundry for a video. I'm like, this cannot qualify as a video for us to show.
Actually, that's kind of the topic that we wanted to discuss today.
Right.
We have been really confused about your guys's positive response to our Day in the Life videos.
Right.
What was your feeling when we wanted to make the first video? Like, why did we, the reasoning behind us making
it? So the reason why we did our first, like, a Day in the Life in Tokyo is because the few videos that we did beforehand were about Barcelona, were about Yamaguchi and Yamagata.
Yeah.
And there were three big travel videos in which we went to like very different locations. And I thought to myself afterwards, like, this doesn't really seem fair to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like all we do is just like travel and party. And it just seems like an unrealistic life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to convey that message to our audience. Like, our role as social media influencers in a way.
Influencers is, by the way,
I
found out the new word in Japan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they don't call us YouTubers.
Okay.
I know.
Like, we're called influencers.
No, we're called influencers.
Okay.
Which means they directly think that we're influencing people.
And I want to think about all the ethics behind what I'm trying to share and whatnot, which is why I don't want to talk about K-pop anymore, because it's a dark, shitty, like, hellhole. Like, some of you might know what's happening with Seungri and the industry there. I'm not going to like accuse him of like doing like that or not.
Listen, all you need to know is that we already knew that was happening, and that's when we started to back out, and we didn't have not the heart. We didn't have the capacity to explain to you guys how deeply corrupt it ran.
And it's just also, it was such a dark feeling for us. Like, it just felt icky. The attention that we got from it wasn't the attention that we wanted to have.
The positive comments we got from people were great. And
right.
They understood the skits and the funniness. But the people sending death threats and being really argumentative with other people as well, like, not just us. We felt like, I don't want to support this scene.
So I wanted to show, like, so, like, we often discuss what are our roles, what are the messages that we want to share with people, like, build a ladder is an important one. But at the same time, I thought maybe we need to show people, like, a little bit of a change of what our everyday lives are like. Because, like, whenever we, like, do food videos, we do a lot of food videos, and we always seem excited, and some people are like, oh, my, you're overreacting. After you see that I eat tuna and eggs most of the days and just boring crap.
Blended raw spinach.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
With lemons and ginger. We're actually going to maybe pop it into the next video.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Right,
because it's actually a really good way to get salad.
Yeah.
Like, I just hate eating salad.
Of course.
I just hate it.
I'd
I need a shirt
blend
that says
it
I
with
hate,
water right? and drink
I
it.
I would rather drink it any
because
day.
It's
I just,
so gross.
I hate boring, boring salad.
Right.
And so we do a lot of like training in between. Like Simon works out 4 times a week. You know,
I don't do anything.
I just eat kale smoothies. But the whole point is that there's a lot that goes behind it. But then we realized, what do people see? Well, what they see is pictures on our Instagram where, you know, we're in Akita, we're at an onsen, or we're in Barcelona, or we're having this, and people will feel to themselves, like, I'll see in the comment section sometimes people will go, oh my God, I wish I had your life. Like, I want to travel all the time. And then I said to Simon, and we discussed this, and I said, but this isn't really the reality of the situation. Like, if we traveled to Yamaguchi to film Fugu, to the Blowfish video, right?
You're right in front of my camps.
Memers, come here, buddy.
Come here, bud.
Go for it.
He was asleep the whole time. But if we're in, for example, Yamaguchi and we filmed the Fugu video, right?
Right.
While we were filming the Fugu video, we also filmed a documentary on Yohei, which we're still working on. It's almost done, but there's subtitles and stuff, right? When that video goes up, it's going to look like we traveled recently to Yamaguchi, which the reality is we traveled before December.
In December,
It was a 3-day trip, 2 days, 3 nights of total non-stop
working
filming.
And filming,
like waking up, we rented the car on our own with Dan, and like the three of us were in a car, we were filming, we didn't know, like we were mapping, navigate, like you don't see the in-between stuff. And so when you see this final product, it looks like it's an unachievable lifestyle for other people, because they go, well, my vacations don't go that well.
And at the same time, we have other people that we know in our lives who, like, some of them are guilty of this, not all of them, but some of them, in which, like, when we like try to talk with them, they believe that they have an understanding of what we do in our lives just by watching our YouTube videos. And then they don't really care to like see like what we're doing outside of that, because like, oh, I've seen your video, I know what you're doing. You don't know shit about what we're doing. It's definitely not like that all the time.
Like, are you think that we're going to include into a video 2.5 hours of sleeping on an airplane?
Right.
You're like, now to get on a plane. For 2.5 hours where the seat's jammed into your kneecaps and your neck is cranked and my shoulder's dislocated. Like,
and so we did this day in a life video to try to show people a little bit more of what we do. And especially with our last video, this is where like our conversation really started heavy because of a call that you had from your mom.
Yeah. So to begin with, we were confused that you guys enjoyed the day in the life video so much, because we thought that it would be pretty boring for you guys. So it was really refreshing to us. So we said, okay, well, in the next video, then let's just try to include a little bit more of the reality of what happens in our day before we start it. And I included in it a scene where I had terrible period cramps. It was like my first day and I just, it's terrible. And I couldn't function. And I said to Simon, like, there's no way I can make a video here, which is something that happens a lot.
Right.
Almost monthly.
Yeah.
But we never say that. Right. I never go like, no video today. Like, and we just like, jam all the work into the next day.
With this week coming up, like we have a shoot planned for Sunday.
Yeah.
But we don't know if you're going to be in good health that day.
Yeah.
You might not be, you know? So and then, I thought that like with the Nakano video, like that was a good like time for us to show, hey, we had planned to do this. We couldn't do this. Let me show you some of our failure. And then maybe next day we could show you how we're doing a little bit better. Because I want to try to convey a little bit more of a ballad message.
And, oh, he's out of Kibbs completely. You go get him Kibbs and I'll explain what happened with my mom here. Oh, Mr. Memes. Gosh. So basically what happened was my mom gave me a call and said that she was, first of all, worried about me because she saw how like much in pain I was. And second of all, she was actually kind of like, why did you show this to your audience? And I was a little bit surprised by the question, because I said to her, well, I don't know what you mean by that, because this is part of my life. And she goes, well, wouldn't you want to edit this out? Like, why would you want to show yourself in pain? And I said to her, well, it's a topic that people don't discuss enough.
Right.
Like, this is something that women have to go through every single month.
Right.
We have to.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we make an option to opt out somehow or skip it, or there's options, but we have to literally do something. We can't just choose and say, no, I don't want my period this month. We have to like physically put things in our body or get things cut out or, you know, and it's terrible. And so I said to her, why is it not okay for me to show that I have these terrible pain days, and I know it's going to allow conversation to bloom.
Yeah.
Other people will go, oh my God, girl, I have endometriosis, or I have this, or I have that. And you have no idea. Like, it's so painful.
There's a lot of things that happen in life that we're just not allowed to talk about, it seems. And like, for example, like childbirth, like we've heard about how, what it does to women's bodies. It's always like, oh, it's so beautiful, I have my baby. There is pure mutilating torture that happens to a lot of women that's just not discussed afterwards. It's just like, oh, I had my baby and it's great, I'm gonna have another. Like, I don't hear enough of a balanced discussion, and so I felt like with you talking about your pain, that gives a more balanced discussion that people don't usually share.
And the reason why I think we're on this like kind of mindset of sharing different things with you guys, like you've also seen on our Instagram or on our Twitter, I try to share like when I'm having a really low day, I try to tell myself like a, you know, a build a ladder message, and I sit down and I edit that photo and I add a text and I put it up, and I do that because I want to see the other build a ladder stuff you guys are doing. I want to give you a reminder to build a ladder, because that's what I'm doing to myself. I'm going, girl, you cannot let this suck you in. Post something up, talk to your audience. You know, you'll feel a lot better when you see that
connect
other people are suffering.
Right.
So I think that what happens is that there's a division between influencers and YouTubers,
not
all of us, but there can be a divide where you only want to show the most perfect part. And I will never forget a dope conversation I had with our friends, Nick and Hugh. They're from they're our friends from Korea, but too long and complicated to explain. The point is that Hugh lost tons of weight. He was really inspired by you, actually. I remember him talking to you about like being a good husband and father, and he really wanted to lose weight. And so he lost so much weight, did an amazing job. And in the day that he was getting the photo shoots done, he was shredded, like an 8-pack, all oiled up. He looked amazing. But they told me that he was so like tired and exhausted and cranky, because the amount of effort you have to put in to look that shredded is so hard.
I work out 4 times a week, yeah, and I work out like heavy. I lift pretty heavy weights, not super heavy weights. And I'm a lot stronger than most people I know. I'm not shredded like that. Mm-hmm. Like, in order to be
you've
that
got
shredded,
abs, but you're not yeah, like that, like
that super like ripped. But in order to be super ripped,
yeah,
there is so much sacrifice that goes into it that people don't necessarily see.
Yeah.
When you're scrubbing quickly through Instagram and you see everybody looking great in their like summer bodies or whatnot, mm-hmm, you don't see all the cranky days that they had beforehand. Mm-hmm. You don't see the sad diets that they didn't go on.
They didn't eat. They didn't have a cupcake. They didn't
the
hang out with their friends.
Things that they missed
they gave
out.
Up. Parties,
they don't share
whatever.
Those pictures. No. I think that like what one of the discussions we're having is as like social media influencers and as like social media consumers, are we too busy being like only interested in seeing the best of the best?
Yeah.
Like who is the best at breakdancing? Who is the best photographer? Who is the best
singer?
Who is
the best travel photos?
Who is the best at this? You
know, best bikini modeling, the best
and
this.
There's no sense of average. Mm-hmm. Like what's an average person look like? And I want to be able to like yeah, show more average. And I remember like there was a path that you and I were going that we both Steel agreed we were very uncomfortable with. Some of you might remember that we did YouTube Fan Fest a while ago in which like we went to like Singapore and like there were people like waiting at the airport and mm-hmm, screaming and
which was amazing by the way. It was really shocking.
It was an amazing, great experience that I'll remember for the rest of my yep, life. But I thought to myself, this isn't the relationship that I want to have with my audience.
Yeah, we don't want to be
idolized.
A pedestal where mm-hmm, you guys go, it's them
yeah,
and it's us. That's not what we're trying to do here.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
And I believe a lot of social media creates that divide.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm at this top tier. You are below me. Let me show you how great I yeah, am this way. And they don't show people. And I think what it does, it makes people that watches social media feel as if they can't achieve yeah, that.
I'll give you just a simple example. Uh-huh. You know, I've had people comment on some of my posts before on Instagram and be like, girl, you have such great skin, or like your eyelashes are amazing. And the first thing I do when I see these comments is I write back and I say, thank you. But I'd like to also let you know that I'm wearing BB cream.
Right.
I'm wearing pressed powder. Uh-huh. I get eyelash extensions put on. Mm-hmm. I am wearing mascara. Mm-hmm. I have blush on. Sometimes right, I contour my face. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to think that I somehow wake up with porous, like, looking skin and you have pimples and eczema and I don't have any of that and right, you'll never achieve what I have.
Yeah.
No, I want people to know that.
I don't want people to feel shitty.
I don't want them know? To feel shitty. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, and I know some people will say, oh, well, even if I put on makeup and got extensions, like I wouldn't look that good. Well, first of all, you don't know that
yeah,
because people aren't being able to go out and spend their money on this stuff.
Right.
For me, I'm spending money on it because I spent all my time on camera.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, putting on mascara on your blonde eyelashes, mm-hmm, which don't exist because they're so small and blonde, mm-hmm, every day was tedious. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm like, I'm just going to get my eyelashes done and right, I'm never going to have to do my eyelashes for an entire month again.
Yeah.
But for other people, why do they need to waste their money on that?
Right.
So I just think that there's
hey,
this kind
of... Hey, if we stop doing YouTube, I'm sure that we like calm down on like the things that we do for our appearance as well.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't... I don't think you'd be getting your eyelashes done as much or your nails done as mm-hmm, much, you know, or I don't...
I enjoy getting my nails done, but it's yeah, also because my nails are on camera a lot and I tend to chew my nails. Not my yeah, nails, my hangnails.
Cuticles, yeah.
And my nails are awful. Like
right,
because of EDS, they like peel in half and they break off constantly. Uh-huh. So if I'm holding up food, it's kind of gross when you see someone holding something and I'm like, here's my chewed fingers.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
This prevents you from chewing your fingers, which is why I always encourage you to
yeah,
get them done.
And I think that they're very, they make me look happy. They make me feel happy
yeah,
and my nails grow really long
yeah,
and like, it's exciting.
Your
for
nails
me,
are usually like such a disaster of pain. Like her, like my nails... Like, they're hard. Martina's nails don't click. They just bend.
They're like rubber. Like
it's almost like a paper towel. Like, your actual nails, they're so flimsy and
yeah,
weak. So for you to get something and not have yeah, to deal with the pain of your nails, do it.
But mm-hmm, here's an example that I want to say about this.
Yes.
I do have to sacrifice things for these nails.
Right.
You bought me a ukulele for my birthday.
Yeah.
I love the ukulele.
Right.
I used to play the guitar, but you can't play an instrument with mm-hmm, these nails.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot of people online comment on things like they wish they could have those nails, but they're a nurse.
Yeah.
They wish they could have those nails, but they're a masseuse.
Right.
You know, they wish they could have those nails, but their job doesn't allow them, like they work in food services.
Uh-huh.
So I just think that we need to be able to put on our practical reality hats
right,
and not constantly airbrush over our entire lives and show people
yeah,
that this is how we woke up and this is how we look all the time. There's nothing wrong with telling people,
yeah,
yeah, these aren't my nails.
Right.
Like, these aren't my eyelashes. Like, are you guys going to unsub?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me Martina has eczema?
Right.
Which I do. Well, that's the end of that.
I don't know. And for some people, it might be.
I know.
Like, there are some people that are only interested in, like, flashy things. Like mm-hmm. they are like, I suffer enough in my life. I don't want to see any more suffering. Mm-hmm. I just want to see people having a good time. This is something that I don't necessarily have mm-hmm. the answer for mm-hmm. yet, because like maybe for them, we're a form of escapism mm-hmm. and we could just show them like, it's possible. Like people know about our struggles. I don't want to talk about it all the time.
Yeah. I don't want it to, it doesn't yeah. define me.
I want to show people more of our achievements and mm-hmm. our struggles, but I don't want them to forget or get the wrong impression that all we do is like party and play. There's mm-hmm. a lot of like hard work that goes behind mm-hmm. that. And I want to be able to show a balance between the both, but I don't know what the right answer is yet.
I know also that we discussed the idea that like, why do we feel like it's important to show people this balance? And right. I know one of the big reasons we came up with is that apparently when you ask kids in school now, uh-huh. you know, what they want to be when they grow up.
Right.
It used to be, you know, doctor or policeman or, you know, princess or ballerina, whatever. Now the number one answer is turning out to be YouTubers.
Yeah.
So now kids want to grow up to be a YouTuber. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of people will say to us, you know, well, you know, I film these videos, I edit this, like, you know, I should be able to be famous if I follow these things.
Right.
But that's because they've not seen the in-between steps. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say this for you guys to feel sorry for us. It's not that. Yeah. I'm trying to say when you meet someone who's a doctor, you go, oh, you attended med school.
Yeah.
You had to get into med school.
Right.
If you're a lawyer, you go, wow, you had to pass the bar exam.
Right.
That's incredible.
People know the steps that go into
yeah,
that.
If somebody says, like, I'm in the Navy, you go, legit, because mm. the army has different tiers of
You've
how much training you have to do.
Like depictions of boot camp before yeah. and being called maggots. Like, yeah, I like, know that if I'm in the army, I will be called a maggot.
Yeah,
by
if
someone.
Somebody says that they are a brain surgeon,
yeah.
you know, you don't go, oh, well, I watched
must
a couple
be
movies.
Easy. You
it must
just
be
do snippity snippity and snip make this. All the money. It's like yeah. there's a lot that
but
goes
But when
into
you
that.
Say you're a YouTuber, people yeah. go, literally have told, like, strangers have literally said to us when yeah. we told them we're YouTubers, they go, oh, it must be nice just to be able to, like, eat food and get paid for a living. And I'm like, do you think I just eat food and then it magically appears on the internet and
right.
there's no... So to me, I think we need to show young people
yeah.
that, you, of course, you could be a YouTuber.
Right.
But you do need to know mm-hmm. there's a lot of work.
There is a lot of work that goes
and
into
And that's
this.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have work into something.
But at the same time, because again, we don't have any answers for this
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, this is like we're yeah. looking for you guys to like have some kind of a back and forth with us here.
I remember when we were in Korea, we were definitely a part of... the term that I like that I just heard yesterday, hustle porn.
Oh.
In which like you and I used to make like 8 videos a week.
Yeah.
And it was very, very exhausting.
Yeah.
And this was us like flailing around at the beginning of our careers, yeah. trying to figure out what we're going to do. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? And now we like kind of fell more into like an idea of like, I'm very passionate about these topics in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very passionate about these topics in travel. I'm very passionate about this message of build a ladder and like well-being. These are the things that I feel very happy
mm-hmm.
in promoting. And this is what I want mm-hmm. to share with everybody else.
Mental well-being.
But what I've seen with a lot of other creators, like even like very famous ones, is this constant hustle and this relentless grind.
Mm-hmm.
And
until they break down.
And there are a lot of people that break down, that burn out, that don't mm-hmm. have any like well-being.
Yep.
I want to be able to convey a sense of well-being as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just be like, make a whole bunch of videos, get a whole bunch of cash off of that. I want to be able to like, be able to take a step back, work less,
mm-hmm.
and convey a message that I feel more like ethically comfortable with.
Balanced, yeah.
More
well,
balanced.
I think this brings you back to your original point that you talked about regarding average.
Yeah.
How we always see people who are like top tier, like, you know, Michelle Phan. I remember when she was still doing YouTube
yeah.
before she had a breakdown
right.
from exhaustion.
She had a breakdown and she just, what, did she go to Switzerland or something?
I don't
like
know.
That?
Last time I checked, she just quit totally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there could have been an in between there.
Sure.
Where she showed a little bit more of her struggle, but
right.
she just went like, if I can't show people this polished version,
mm-hmm.
then I'm out. And,
right.
and all the suffering that she went through behind the scenes, nobody knew about.
Yeah.
About her
Until
being a CEO
really
or hustling
video.
Or pitching. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, anyhow, so the point is that I'm trying to say here is that we are trying to show something average.
Yeah.
You know how long it took us to get to 1 million subscribers? It took us 10 years. It
took us a long
time. It took
time.
Us 9 years, maybe 8 years.
Or, like,
I mean, it took us a long time.
Yeah.
So it's everyone will always ask us during interviews that don't know us. They'll say yeah. things like, what's your viral video success? Or like, which video rocketed you to fame? And we're like, none of them.
Yeah.
You guys might know us. And
yeah.
we've built a community with you guys. But
right.
it's not like we are some kind of top tier YouTubers
yeah.
amongst the PewDiePies and the Ryan Higas and the,
uh-huh.
like, we're not up there in the Jenna Marbles and
yeah.
these kind of people.
Right.
You know, like, it's those are like huge success cases.
Yeah.
For us, we're like, we're doing okay. I don't need to hustle to 2 million.
Right.
I don't, my life is not based on my subscribers.
No.
Like the number,
right?
It's about quality over quantity,
yeah.
which it wasn't before. Before right. we were just like, we got to get as many videos out as possible. We're right. not going to sleep. We're not going to go on a date. We're yeah. not going to, we're going to work till 4 a.m. every day.
Well, now with like the videos that we've been sharing, like we do stuff that we're happy with,
yeah.
that we feel satisfied with, both mm-hmm. artistically and both like from a message that we're sharing.
Yeah.
We have a really great community of people that we love to speak with mm-hmm. in the comments. Mm-hmm. Like even in this podcast, like we answer a lot of comments because like this community that we have is something I want to be a part of rather than distant from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a throng of fans. Mm-hmm. I want like a family that I could speak with like mm-hmm. I would regularly. Yeah. While some of the other people that I see that are YouTubers and the mm-hmm. direction that they're going, they're only like, this is what I do. Screw everybody else. Watch mm-hmm. me if you want. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
What's like, kind of like a divide between like, mm-hmm. You know, like a pop star yeah. and their audience. Like that's kind of like what happened with a lot of pop stars.
Right.
The pop stars and YouTubers were different because like a Justin Bieber or an Adriana Grande, I don't know their names. But anyhow, uh-huh. they are so famous
yeah.
and people are showing up like crying and screaming that right. there's no way they could build a relationship.
Right.
Right.
I don't want to get to that level.
I hit myself in the face. No one saw it because nobody watches the video. They just listen. Shh, don't rewind it.
Okay.
Continue.
I would never want to be to that level of famous because if I did, I would just take all my money and live in the woods in 1 year because they live like it's really difficult to find trust like that. I know that we had difficulty with finding trust in people and we're not anywhere close to that level. I empathize with like celebrities that have breakdowns because it's a very uncomfortable situation. And to wrap this up, I'm just happy that we're not in that situation with our viewers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always happy to see them and talk to them. You always seem very cool and level-headed. You don't squeeze my genitals or try to like pull out pieces
pull out
of
hair
my clothes.
Or something, yeah.
Like you're all cool people.
Yeah. I know that sometimes you guys can feel like a tad overwhelmed when you first meet us because, of course, it's very strange to see somebody from online to offline in person. The same thing happens to us. Like we meet other YouTubers or if we meet a K-pop star, you're like, it's weird that you're standing in front of me.
Right.
And it can be an overwhelming feeling. And for you guys, I'm sure a lot of the time it's happy or excited.
Yeah.
But you're not being an insane K-pop fan who would rather drug somebody so they remember them.
Yeah.
Like the person who did the TVXQ. Yeah. You wouldn't want to hit us with a car and be like, Simon and Martina, remember me. If anything, you guys write thoughtful letters.
Yeah.
Or you make me beautiful fan art. Right. Or you bring me something thoughtful. And
you leave comments and emails that we see and we read and we remember your names.
Getting an ice bag in the mail because I needed them and getting shower caps and receiving bagged soup when I was saying that I missed it, like and Simon getting ranch, those are caring loving gestures from people as opposed to people sending photos with like photoshopped in marriage you know, like those creepy things that you know other people get.
I'm just like, I think I'm just really glad that we don't have that kind of sexual relationship with our audience because like I think a lot of people like capitalize on their sexuality and like sexual appeal, and we've never been that way. Like we've always just tried to connect with you emotionally.
I keep his abs hidden.
I keep your boobs hidden, girl,
only for me.
If Martina wore low cut shirts, we could probably get up to like 5 million subscribers pretty quick. I don't think we'd have the right audience that I want to have now. Pretty much just me, because I've seen the comments of some of those videos.
I
don't
want
that kind of attention.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for.
I know they're glorious.
Yes.
I know they're perky and glorious and large. I don't need anyone's affirmation about my
breasticles. Stop telling everybody. This is our secret. I'm going to have to delete this part. I don't want anyone to know.
Well, we're almost over time anyways.
Okay.
This was a big chunk of thoughts.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can follow.
And I'm sure we'll add more to it later because these are questions that we don't necessarily even know the right answers to yet. Like, should we be like entertainment or should we try to be a little bit of balance? Like, what's the right way to do things?
And I have a question for you guys as well because this was one of my theories. Let's say somebody is a model, right? Mm-hmm. Who, not like a YouTube model, not like someone who's like an, you know, Giselle something.
Sure.
Someone who has their own control over their own Instagram,
right?
Imagine if you took a photo of yourself like in a bikini in Thailand shooting.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if the next day they showed you a makeup-free photo where they were like, we were up all night shooting in the freezing cold rain and my toes got so wrinkled?
Don't you want to see that?
I want to see that.
Yeah.
I can appreciate the fact that you're gorgeous and that you didn't eat all day to make sure that your stomach didn't look
bloated in
that shot.
I know the struggle to be able to be ready for that shot.
I never show my tummy, so I don't care. I'm like, my tummy's round. It goes over my hands sometimes. It's like a cupcake.
Anyhow, I'm fine with that. But the point is that I think it would be cool if people peppered in a little bit of reality.
Yeah.
You know, here I am baking this thing. I'm super cute. I'm super happy. And the next day you're like, shouldn't have eaten that cake.
Yeah.
I don't want to see cupcakes for a week. Like, but you still have to cook a cupcake. Like, I think it'd be cool, you know?
We shouldn't have eaten that ramen today.
We had ramen today, but
yeah. So that's why I'm not having six pack. Thank the ramen shop next door.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's it for this week, everyone.
That's it for everyone.
We have a lot to say about this. Maybe we'll add more on this in the future.
Let us know.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.